With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A local racing organization is looking for help identifying the person responsible for setting fire to three cars. At approximately 5:30 p.m. Sunday night, someone entered the track area of the Roughneck Off-Road Racing Club, destroying the vehicles and ransacking the canteen. Club President Pam Innes Westaver says they're hoping the public can provide information on who did it.
We have a description of vehicle as of today, waiting to see what the RCMP say on that. And we have some tips on a person, a description that somebody coming out around that timeline, but nothing has been 100% confirmed at this point.
Located off exit 20A on Highway 103, the track has been in operation for close to 30 years. Innes Westaver says over the 10 years their organization has been using the track for stock car and off-road races, she's seen the odd break-in or minor vandalism, but never damage to this extent. She says the cars that were lost were mainly being used for parts, and the damage could have been much worse as a good deal of heavy equipment such as loaders and excavators were parked alongside the burned vehicles.
Thankfully, they picked three cars that at one point had been owned by somebody else, but now were just left there for the track.
Fire crews were quick to respond and extinguish the flames. Innes Westaver says the 50 members in their club come from all over the Maritimes to race at the track. She says it's fortunate people were in and out of the site that day preparing for races taking place this weekend when the fire was set.
If somebody wouldn't have been going up to paint our grandstands at that time, it's almost frightening what would have happened because it was their cars are right by the woods. There's still some fuel in them, enough to make them explode.
Innes Westaver says they've forwarded the information they have to investigators and are asking the public to come forward to RCMP with anything that can help identify the people responsible. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.